With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Lawmakers in Sacramento create a package to help Southern California recover from wildfires.
The California State Legislature has approved a more than $2.5 billion package to help the Los Angeles area recover from its recent deadly wildfires. The funding will help with the state's emergency disaster response efforts, like evacuations, sheltering survivors, and removing household hazardous waste. It'll also help local governments streamline approvals for rebuilding homes and assist school districts in rebuilding facilities. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom proposed the funding last week. The move expanded the focus of a special session he originally called in November to prepare for legal battles against Republican President Donald Trump. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump delivers a simple message to global leaders at an economic summit in Davos, Switzerland.
The president made a blunt pitch for companies to bring manufacturing to the U.S.
Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes.
And he followed that up with this warning.
If you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply you will have to pay a tariff.
Speaking by video to the annual summit, the president also mentioned Saudi Arabia's willingness to invest hundreds of billions of dollars in the U.S. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Senate advanced the nomination of Pete Hegseth as President Trump's defense secretary. Thursday's vote pushed Hegseth towards confirmation. Annual March for Life will take place at the National Mall today. It begins at 11 a.m. local time with a pre-rally concert and a series of high-profile speakers at noon. The march will begin at 1. It will wrap up at the Supreme Court building. This year's theme is Life, Why We March. This is SRN News. India has been creeping up the world watch list.
Every year, Open Doors U.S. puts out a ranking of the countries where it's most dangerous to be a Christian. And every year, India comes in higher and higher. In 2025, the giant nation just missed the top 10 worst, placing 11th on the list. This is significant because India is a key ally of the United States, which sees India as a critical counterbalance to China. But that makes it harder for Washington to take New Delhi to task for persecuting Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans in state houses across the country are mounting an effort to roll back the queer trans agenda, emboldened by the result of the election. Dozens of bills are pending in GOP-led legislatures aimed at transgender issues in particular. Some are designed to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms and schools and other public buildings. Other bills would ban men from competing against women in sports. This is SRN News. A pair of lawmakers introduce a bill to end China's preferred trade status.
The Restoring Trade Fairness Act, legislation to revoke China's permanent normal trade relations status, was introduced Thursday by a pair of bipartisan House lawmakers, building on a GOP effort last year to repeal Beijing's preferential trade status. The bill would solidify efforts by the U.S. across successive presidential administrations to impose more costs on what is criticized as Beijing's unfair trade practices. Michigan Republican John Molinar, chairman of the House Select Committee on Countering the CCP, introduced the legislation in the House alongside New York Democrat Tom Sousey. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Ford is recalling more than 270,000 vehicles due to battery failure concerns. The recall affects certain 2021 to 2023 Bronco Sport and 2022 to 2023 Maverick vehicles. They say the 12-volt battery may experience degradation. More details at SRNnews.com.